Hey Jenna, do you know anything about kinetic and potential energy?
Well, I saw it on the internet and I was interested, so I searched it up, but the words are pretty confusing. So it says that kinetic energy is energy that a body possesses by virtue of being in motion. I don't understand what that means.
Well, let me explain it a little better for you. Let's give you an example first. Kinetic energy, like, think at the lowest point of a roller coaster, where you're at the top and you're about to go down. You're moving a little bit of motion, but you're at the lowest point. That would be your max kinetic energy.
So let me wrap it up. So like a roller coaster, you're like not at the bottom, but you're going to the bottom with full speed. That's maximum kinetic?
Yes.
Thank you.
And you're very close to the bottom though.
Okay. So potential energy or gravitational potential energy is the energy possessed by a body virtue of its position relative to other stretches within itself? I don't even know what those words mean.
Well, let me make it a little more easier for you. Now, potential energy is when it's sitting in position at the highest point, which is the maximum. And so I was thinking of a roller coaster. Like I said, when you go up the hill and you're at the top, where the highest point is, that would be your maximum potential energy.
Oh, okay. So let me wrap things up. Kinetic energy, for example, in a roller coaster, is when you're at the bottom of the roller coaster and you're going full speed and you're very close. And potential energy is when you're at the top of the roller coaster and you're in position. Is that right?
Yep. Good job, Jenna.